Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back here on Fesco and Dusty, 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for Kansas City sports, your home for the Chiefs. Don't forget, the Chiefs play at noon. So if you have any fantasy football questions, Mac, tell them your Twitter handle so they can ask you.
MacJMorey25. Hit me up. I will answer all your starter set questions.
Patrick Mahomes or Jalen Hurts?
Plus, next week, we're starting fantasy court.
You just ignored me. I just had a question.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts.
The rushing touchdown outweighs the passing touchdown. Here's a good one for you.
Okay,
Kareem Hunt or Isaiah Pacheco this week?
This is the last week probably for Kareem Hunt, but I'm not a fan of either at this point. That ship has sailed.
Yeah, I don't think if you're starting a Chiefs running back in fantasy, you're probably making a big
decision. Or you should be starting them both, which is not a good value.
Yeah, which is not good either. Yeah, because you're going to get the value of just one running back with two spots.
Play this year, you should have drafted Dave Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs and played both those guys.
Also starting a new little segment next week, Fantasy Court. If you want to email me, you know, hey, this guy did this in this league, I think it's collusion, what should we do? I'm going to start
so
that.
So old. People don't email anymore.
Email?
Yeah, email me.
You've text got me. Mail.
He died last week.
That guy's voice?
Yeah.
I did not know
wow.
that.
Yeah, died last week. The You Got Mail guy, dead.
Did he, like, make bank off that?
I don't know. You know who makes bank? And I'm not kidding about this. And you could look at the 60-minute episode about this person. It's the woman whose voice is at every airport.
Wow.
She's like 90 years old and sits at home and just reads all the flight information and sends it out. And she is
what?
Cleaning up. Yeah. It's a great story because when you see her and you hear the voice, you're like, oh, my God, that's a real person. And
that's
she's like
crazy.
90 years. It's a great one. It's about a 2-minute thing on 60 Minutes back in the day, but it's like United Airlines flight. You know, you hear that voice
and you're like,
I know that voice. And you see her, you're like, oh my God, that's a real lady.
Oh, that's awesome.
She's just sitting there reading into a microphone. She makes bank.
I heard that like Tom Hanks made more money off his career being the voice of Woody because he got all the stuff after, like the dolls, the merch, the games, all that stuff. So he made all of his money off. Like,
wow.
I mean, he made a ton of money, but he made most of his money off that.
I could see that. Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Yeah, all the royalties for the toys and everything. Yeah.
That's why the Moana 2, perfect. Like, Disney just ranks, dude. Like, they rank and they rack up and everything because you look at it you go just the right amount of time between movies and then it comes out when? Thanksgiving weekend.
Of course.
Classic.
Yeah.
They're making a live-action Moana, by the way.
At the same time, they're getting ready to release the second one.
I don't need live action everything. I'm good.
You don't?
I don't.
Did you watch the live action Lion King?
No, I don't think I did.
It was
did
like
I?
A National Geographic show, but their mouths moved.
Yeah, it was really weird.
I don't know that I remember.
The Jungle Book is the best one.
They're doing a live action. That one was great.
That's
that one
the best
was
one they've ever done. They should never do another one.
What was the first one that they did?
The Jungle Book.
Was that the first one?
It was up there, yeah. It was one of the first. That was great. They're doing How to Train Your Dragon right now. I'm like, what? So they're going
to
do
How to Train Your what?
Do you know that kids movie? It's a kids movie. It's animated. How to Train Your Dragon. They're going to do a live action. So wait, so everything's going to be animated still cuz dragons don't exist? Yes.
They did a live action Pinocchio. Tom Hanks was Geppetto. It's okay to lie. Oh, I didn't lie. All right, let's get into the script. How to Drain Your Dragon.
That's what I thought he said.
You're enticing bad language, Bob, so you have to go first on your script.
How am I enticing bad language? I don't know. Script is brought to you by Foaling. Check them out at foalingkc.com. You can fool around and find out the coolest place in town is Foaling KC. All right, here's my script. Judging based on last week, I think it's going to be a game where Patrick Mahomes reminds the NFL that he's still the best quarterback in the league, and I think he's close to perfect on Sunday afternoon. He will connect on the short, on the intermediate, and finally hit Xavier Worthy on a long pass down the sidelines. Guys, it's coming. Travis will find his groove again, get into the end zone with a touchdown. DeAndre Hopkins will once again show why the Chiefs went out and got him, as he will lead the team in receiving yards. The first play of the game, now if he plays, and that's my caveat on that one, but I think he will, the first play of the game will be an Isaiah Pacheco run to get him back into the flow right away. The defense heard the noise about pressuring the quarterback. They come up with a multi-sack game. Chiefs win 31-17.
31-17, Travis Kelce, get right.
All right. Love it.
All right. I hope one of us is right. I don't care who it is. This is my script. This week is the get right week for Patrick Mahomes. He's taking the driver to Hoots Hollow. For those of you that get that reference, I'm so proud of you. Hoots Hollow, wide open goat ranch course. You can use the driver on every hole you want.
Gotcha.
Sounds like a course for me.
Yeah. Oh, we love it out there, guys. And Patrick Mahomes is going to love it out there in Carolina.
Mm.
It's the get right game. It's the Hoots Hollow game. Get back to shooting 72, Pat. The hell with it. I don't care. Blow them out. We're going to see it this week. I think DeAndre Hopkins has his style of game this week. I'm looking at like 7 for 76 in a touchdown. Because like we said last week, vanilla. DeAndre Hopkins hasn't done anything out of a running a route that isn't other than vanilla. He's running goes. He's running slants. He's running drags. He's not doing anything spectacular. Nothing that they've seen yet. They don't have to. He's a vet. But he's going to have 7 for 76 at least in a touchdown. I think Pop and Hunt get the wheels turning together this week. I don't know how much they're in the game, but I think it's an equal share and an equal split in the backfield. Slightly showing you what the future will look like for the running game for Kansas City. As for Kelce, decent day. 5 to 6 receptions, 55 to 65 yards. And I think that the defense gets 3 sacks. And boys, I'm doing it again. Trent McDuffie gets his first interception against Bryce Young.
Yes.
And the Chiefs win 34-3. That's a 31-point win. That is a blowout. Stay focused, Dusty, and stay focused on what you want. Patrick Mahomes, take the driver to Hoots Hollow.
Do you think they're going to throw to his side of the field? Because last week, I think he had 1 yard receiving given up.
Yeah, they didn't even target him. Don't even look his way.
The gentleman is excellent at what he does, and not enough people are talking about Trent McDuffie. He had the one hiccup against Denver, and but you know what? He doesn't get any interceptions again. It's a broken record because nobody throws his way.
I don't know if Bryce Young can see over where McDuffie is, but we'll see if he's able to throw that way. Listen, here's my script. I know blowouts don't matter in the long run. I get it. But I think this team wants that juice. I think they're ready for what it would provide. Every other elite team in this league has done it once. They've done a blowout. They've had a blowout this year. The Chiefs are the lone team. Now's their turn. I see at least 4 deep ball attempts. This is the, hey, we're going to just figure this out. We're going to get into flow state as far as 40, 50-yard passes go. I think 2 of those are specifically to number one, the rook, Xavier Worthy. At least one of those, if not both, are hitting. They're going to be massive gains. That's the part of the get right script for me, that deep ball specifically. We're going to see the immediate impact of Pacheco on the run, but it's going to be 10 to 15 carries. He's going to have one that goes for 10 to 15 yards when it looks like what Hunt would be a 3 to 4 yard carry. But he won't get much work. Another game for a Pirine touchdown, by the way. I called that right a few weeks ago. I think this is another one for Samaje. Kelce and D-Hop looked the part as well. I think they combined for over 120 yards. And then defense, like Dusty said, gets 3 sacks, 1 interception. I don't know who it is, but they're getting a turnover. Chiefs win 30-6.
All right. That's the script this week.
There it is.
I like them all. I wish the Chiefs were playing a game that we saw last night with the weather that was in Cleveland. Oh.
And, I mean, George Pickens last night. Can we talk about him? I mean, can we talk about him for a minute? The last play of the game where we just saw Hail Mary completed for a touchdown a couple of weeks ago. This dude is fighting out of the back of the end zone with a member of the Cleveland Browns.
During the play.
That's what I'm saying. During the play. Like, the play is going on, and they're out of the back of the end zone, and they're fighting. And then he has to be held back by team security because he's ready to attack the Cleveland Browns. And then after the game proceeds to talk smack on everybody and everything and, you know, do all of this kind of stuff about, you know, what was going on the field, whether it be the weather, whether it be this, whether it be that. And said after the game, the Cleveland isn't that good.
I think this is just par for the course for George Pickens. It's been this way since day one. I'm surprised Tomlin puts up with it, to be fair with you.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this isn't like the first, second, or third outburst we've seen of George Pickens. Now, I know this wasn't against his own team. This was against Cleveland. But right. I mean, like.
And he didn't really cost him the game or anything.
He's like a poor man's Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see he said he'd play for Pittsburgh for free?
So would I.
They wouldn't let him pay them for him to play there.
No. Yeah. I mean, like, realize, bro, you're past your prime. It's over. Move on. Like that, and that's the sad thing about sports, just total sidebar. Guys who don't realize it's over, can't accept that it's over, and they don't understand like what's next. It's sad. There's a lot of guys that end up like that, and they're lost. And clearly Antonio Brown looks like a dude that is completely lost out there right now. But this George Pickens thing, I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen a scuffle like that on the last play than having to be held back by the team goons, you know, so he doesn't go after somebody else. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that the wildest thing you've ever seen in a football game?
George Pickens?
No, Antonio Brown.
Oh, Antonio Brown doing that?
That was up there.
I couldn't believe
that
was it.
Crazy, dude.
That and the Myles Garrett thing.
Yeah.
That was wild. Like seeing a helmet get taken off and used as a weapon.
Absolutely.
You know,
the Dwayne Rudd ending or whatever, Ricky Rudd.
Dwayne Rudd.
That ending with the Browns game. That's one of the wild finishes I've seen.
That was crazy. I mean, I think, and this is...
Did that big-boobed lady ever come out and kiss somebody? She kissed George, right?
Yeah. Anybody Morgana, I think she's long dead.
Did she ever do that in the NFL?
I don't think so. There was that crazy guy with the rainbow hair with the John 3:16 sign. That was the NFL's version of her. You can watch the documentary, the 30 for 30.
The guy that jumped and caught the field goal?
Yeah, that guy. Remember that? Wild, yeah, dude. That was crazy. What was that, Seattle?
How that guy didn't snap his ankle is beyond.
How did he time that?
He probably, I don't know, man. Have you ever seen this video, Mac?
I mean, it's one of the I saw somebody fall out of the upper deck at Arrowhead in 2001, but that wasn't on the field.
Good hell.
Jeez.
Picturing where I'm at.
I think the people that he fell on in the lower deck were more injured than he was. He was so hammered. They said that's the only reason he survived is because he was drunk. I said it's the only reason he fell is because he was drunk. I mean, it was weird. When they were playing Pittsburgh, I'll never forget. It fell out of the upper deck. It was. Oh.
I've gotten drunk at Johnny's Tavern before.
Yeah, who hasn't, right? In this football season, that's the best place to watch the game at Johnny's Tavern. Now through December 15th, at any Johnny's, scan the QR code to enter for a chance to win a tailgate prize pack and a grand prize of a hosted watch party with a $300 bar tab for you and your friends. Each location will have a winner, so don't miss out. Grab your friends, grab a Yingling, and get in on the action only at Johnny's Tavern. In partnership with 96.5 The Fan, your home for football fun and Yingling, you must be 21 or over to enter.
There we go. There you go. Jay's Tea, man. I'm going there on Sunday, actually.
For the game?
Yep.
Nice.
My buddy, his son is huge fans of me and my buddy, and he wants to hang out with the boys.
Okay.
And I said, where do you want to go? You want us to smoke some stuff out? You want us to cook some? No. Go to Johnny's Tavern. It's by your place. Buy the pizza.
Like, right. Okay. Fair enough. Pizza's great at Johnny's. Yeah,
there you go. Coming up on the other side, the Black Eyed Peas. I don't understand that, but we'll get into it why Jim Harbaugh is that guy. Here we go. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Before we get into the cover, too, what's it? I'll wait for that one. Stick to the content. Jim Harbaugh said he thinks that Justin Herbert is one of the best all time. I'm not sure if we're there, but Justin Herbert's definitely had a better year this year with Jim Harbaugh. He's a weird guy.
Or is it an act?
I don't think it's an act.
Yeah.
I really don't. And I think that because I've known this guy in my life. I know the type of personality that Jim Harbaugh is. And Jim Harbaugh, for those of you that have never worked in a restaurant, Mac, I know you have. When you work in a restaurant, there is a general manager, and then there's like three other service managers. Normally one of them is the server that's trying to get into the restaurant industry and that sort of field and like, you know, wherever. And then the other two are kind of your two that kind of battle for power of like, who's the first to get called from the GM. Jim Harbaugh is one of those managers, and I should elaborate more. One of those managers out of those three is where everybody gravitates to, whether it's because their youth is closer, whether it's because they just are hip, they're cool, they're nice. Because in a restaurant, you work with managers, like in the NFL, you work with coaches that, like, no matter what, they're just angry. Like, they're throwing their headset down or they're saying stuff. And it's like, you know, your Matheny type guys are militaristic. Militaristic,
yeah,
tough
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
And so you have that, and people are like, oh, gosh, up. Oh, Brian's getting mad again. I'm not going to go ask if I can get a side of toast. But then there's like, you know, there's the other ones where you're like, oh man, Seth, this guy's awesome. You know, this guy, Ricky, he really gets me. You know, he's the guy that like, I can go talk to you. We can have the sports conversation. I can be like, hey, did you see the chick at table 44? You know, stuff like that, you know, right. Whatever. And they're cool with that. And people buy into that and they want to work for that. That's Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, I think that's in any business though, right? Like,
exactly.
You know, like there are certain bosses that you have right. Over the years
people
that
in
you
sales
just.
That you'll go down and you're like, I can talk to that person yeah. And I can get what they're doing.
Yeah, there are certain people that you just always avoid. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine like Andy Reid's a guy you want to go hang out with. I imagine Harbaugh's probably a guy that, you know, because he played the game, probably has the ability to resonate with his players maybe a little bit more than a guy who's never played the game that's kind of coming in there right. And has small man's disease type. Haley, and I don't mean that as a shot, but I mean
yeah,
like, well, but a little bit yes and no. But like, Todd Haley could have had success had he done it the right way, right? You don't have to play the game to understand the game and to coach the game. To be a good coach, you have to understand how to manage people, and that goes with any job. Any manager in any walk of life has to know how to manage people. And if you don't know how to manage people and put people in the position to be successful, and then love up your people that you put in those places, you're going to fail as a manager. And yeah. The other thing that's important as a coach or a manager, and this is where Todd Haley, I would tell him to his face if he were sitting here, you messed up by just not allowing other people to get the credit. And who cares who gets the credit? Mm-hmm. You're the CEO of the company. Lift everybody else up, let them get the credit, cash your bonus check, and call it a day. But there are some people that just can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Harbaugh does seem to be like the guy that's going to promote others. Andy Reid promotes everybody else except himself, right? It's always about everybody else.
And what do you see former athletes do with Andy Reid? They
love
run over and give him a hug.
Give him a big hug because Andy Reid's, and you can tell because anytime anybody asks Andy Reid to reflect on anything that he's ever done, he never mm-hmm. wants to. He doesn't want to sit there and pontificate about himself. I'll do it for him. Mitch will do it for him. We'll talk about Andy Reid all day and how great he is. You ask Andy Reid how great he is, he goes, I've had good players. I've had good GMs. I've had good assistant coaches. It's all about somebody else. And that's who you want to work for and play for and be around because they're not in it for themselves. They're in it to make everybody else better. And that's the first thing that has to happen if you're going to be a successful leader. It's not about me. It's about we, and it's about you guys. And I'll put you in position to be successful, and you guys can have all the credit, and I'll take all the blame.
You know, John really does this too with Lamar, makes Lamar feel like he is the best thing since sliced bread.
Who did he learn from?
Andy Reid. Exactly.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Exactly. No, and I think it with Jim, I mean, he does the same thing with Justin Herbert. I mean, he just invigorates confidence and invokes this pride and this sort of knowledge yeah. that he's like, he's good. And I think that's fantastic. I think Harbaugh's great. I'm all in.
No, you finish.
Ask you this. Is this the best we've ever seen Justin Herbert play?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Sure. I think that's fair to say. Yeah.
Where was Quentin Johnson last year?
Exactly.
The Chargers are basically... I mean, I know that McConkley's been a good addition.
He's been nice.
Fantastic.
Dude.
Yeah,
J.K.
Really,
Dobbins
yeah,
has
yeah,
been a good addition,
yeah.
right?
Great addition.
Got rid of Eckler, brought in Dobbins.
Yeah. They got rid of their three yards leaders
yeah.
last season.
And turned it into, what, another 7-3?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? You're right about the way he's treating Herbert, Mac, because I saw this quote yesterday. I'm like, this guy's an idiot. But you know what? He's not doing it for my pleasure.
No.
He's doing it for her pleasure, right? Or his pleasure or somebody else's pleasure, right?
Is
it doesn't matter.
Is that the
matter.
Bag of the condom say?
I think that was like, yeah. Rid
I got for that. Her pleasure.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's for Herbert's pleasure.
Herbert's pleasure. Yeah. Yeah. See what we did there? How that ended up.
We just combined Wayne's World, condoms, Herbert, and Harbaugh. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, exactly.
On a Friday.
You get it on a Friday? Because sometimes we don't.
Oh.
What? Tuesday.
locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
What did he say?
Yeah, you heard him. But he said the other day that he thinks Justin Herbert is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
I mean, that's tough.
Okay, let that sink in for a second. He's not.
But
you know what? If you went into your boss's office, no matter what you do, and he goes, man, I think you're the best insurance salesman we've ever had at this company. How are you feeling?
Awesome.
Right?
Pretty positive.
Right. You're feeling great.
Especially if that guy's saying it.
Yeah. Right? And Harbaugh's been around. He's seen a lot of guys. It builds the confidence in your players, man. Like, it rejuvenates them. It gets them moving through, like, week 11, week 12. It's starting to become the dog days. And my coach is out here telling people I'm one of the best of all time. Damn, he must really like what I'm doing.
He's
it
like
makes
a cult
you feel
leader.
Good. Yeah. He is, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But everybody drinks the Kool-Aid, yeah. Dude. Like, and everybody's all in.
But that's what a leader's all about. Prop your people up, man. Invest in your people. Love up your people. And when you do that, they'll perform for you. And look at the way that this team is performing right now. And you know what? Have self-esteem, which John Harbaugh and Jim Harbaugh both have self-esteem. They don't care, man. They do not care about anything. And you have to have that when you're a head football coach.
Yeah. So if you want to have great sex with your wife, really pump her up in front of a crowd. You know who the most beautiful woman is in the world?
That's right.
This woman. You know who does everything perfect? This woman.
That's right.
I am going to give it to you so great tonight.
I texted my wife something like that this morning. It's really weird you bring that up, though. I'm driving to work this morning.
God, you sleep like an angel.
I'm driving to work this morning.
Your morning
just, like,
breath smells great.
I got emotional thinking about what, like, a great mother she was this morning.
That's
good. Right?
That's nice.
And so I text her. I said, I got a little emotional just driving to work today thinking about what a great mother you are.
That's sweet.
And I wasn't doing that for anything ancillary, but, you know, you tell somebody they're doing good and it makes them feel better, you know? And she's always, you know, moms and daughters, they don't always get along per se, right? And there's been a little of that going on. And so, like, she goes, I wish the kids would realize that I'm a good mother. I go, they will eventually.
They will eventually realize
how good a mom you are.
Yep.
But when you prop somebody up, it makes them feel better about themselves and you're going to get the most out of them. Have you ever worked for a boss that just sucked besides Spectre? And I kid.
Kidding. He's definitely in his car.
Because the guy that was here a couple before him,
yeah.
It was all negative.
RM.
Everything was negative. Everything was, why did you do this wrong? Why did you do that wrong? And I had a boss previous to him that it was all negative all the time. And when that's all that you hear, you don't feel any sense of self-worth. You feel like you suck and you're the problem.
The key narrative is whatever you hear more of is what you think you become. If you hear negative, you become negative.
If you hear more negative, positive,
you're like, you know what? That's all right.
You become positive. You start to believe what people are telling you. Like, that. Go back to the Matheny thing. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're pressurizing these guys every single day and getting, they're never going to be any good.
Right.
But if somebody goes 0-for-3 and you put your arm around them and go, you know what I did one time? I struck out 4 times. Oh, my God, it was terrible. You're fine. Don't worry about it. Where do you think you're going to get more out of your players? So what Harbaugh's doing, saying, he may be drunk by saying he's one of the greatest of all time, but his guys are going to play for him, and his guys are going to go to the extra mile for him. That's what leadership is about. And all too often in sports and in life, people forget what leadership is about. It's about building people up, not breaking them down.
It's like what we say at the end of the show every day. You know who's got a really, really good sports show who I think really has a lot of good knowledge? Kay Adams. I mean, she's just great. She does a really good job in sports. I mean,
she's really
great
good.
Job.
Yeah.
She sticks to her hometown team of Cincinnati. She went to Mizzou. She does a really good job at sports. Kind of like we do a really good job of the cover 2.
Nice.
If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
That's not AI, dude.
What was that?
Whoa, check it out, dude.
Like, what?
Oh, my gosh. Also, if you want something fun to watch to take your mind off stress, go watch Shane Gillis impersonate Guy Fieri. Hilarious. He's his thing is he's a Guy Fieri, but with PTSD.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's fantastic. Whoa, crazy fan. Anyways, we get to our cover 2. I can take the front seat if you guys want. My cover 2 this weekend is we were just transitioning from the Harbaughs. It's the Harbaugh Bowl, man.
Yeah.
Not because they're coaching, but because who's who or whom's. You know what? They are who they say they are. Is it Lamar Jackson this year? Or is it Justin Herbert? Straight up honest conversation. Who do you want at quarterback this season after this game? You want Justin Herbert leading your team or do you want Lamar Jackson leading your team? That's the first part of who's who. The other part is a team thing. Ravens, Chargers. Who's the better team? Who's the team that you're going to see be a bigger threat in the AFC? The Ravens just lost to Pittsburgh. We saw what that win did to Pittsburgh on a short week going to Cleveland. They lose. Can the Ravens rebound? Can they be that team that everyone thought they were? Oh, they lost by a toe. They had a hiccup against the Raiders. Did we forget they started 0-2 this season? Because maybe that was the foreshadowing of what the Ravens were.
No. They're the best team in the NFL, and they're not going
to
lose.
According to some. Yeah. But now they got to try to be the best team in their division before they can be the best team in the NFL. And this is one of those games. I'm not high yet. I'm not drunk yet. I'm not crazy. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
But this is one of those games where, like, we're having that conversation. The Harbaugh Bowl is the main piece of the table. But the little bit of the appetizers are, is it Herbert? Is it Lamar? And you could sit there, roll your eyes, Dusty, you're crazy. I'm not. Go look up their numbers. Look at who's the better team, the Ravens or the Chargers. That's one to cover, two. The other one, Arizona-Seattle. This is a division, like, kind of a good division game. Geno Smith and Kyler Murray, at the beginning of the season, when you thought about that, was like, seriously, you're going to talk about this on November 22nd? Yeah. Is that what date it is? Yeah. No, but you are, because Kyler Murray's in the conversation for an MVP. Arizona's got to prove to everybody they can win. Seattle just beat San Francisco last weekend in dramatic fashion. Geno Smith has not been written off yet, may never be written off again. Waiting for the haters
that
to write back.
That was Kling's guy. That's he wanted right. Geno.
West Virginia, baby. Could have gone to the Chiefs.
Thank 12 God years didn't. Later, he arrived.
Yeah.
Way to go, Josh.
12 years later, here I am. But again, this is one of those games. Like, this could be one of those Wild Wild West shootouts, no pun intended, but it could be. Kyler Murray still trying to prove that he can be the MVP. Your guy, Junior, could continue to be the number one wide receiver on this roster, who he is, and could be a big threat later on in the future. Plus Seattle, right? DK, Lockett, Geno, Kenny Walker, all these good names that are coming up in the NFL. That's why these two teams are good. My cover two, Chargers and Ravens. Seattle, Arizona, Monday Night Football for the Harbaugh Bowl, 3:00 for the Arizona-Seattle game.
Mac, you want to go?
Yeah, I'll start. 49ers and Packers is my first one of my cover two. Legendary, historic game, obviously.
So, is that at Lambeau this week, right?
I believe that is, yes. This is
more
in Lambeau, 325. Yeah,
did you
probably
see what it
looked
like in Lambeau last night?
That's what I'm saying. Are we getting more snow?
More snow, baby.
Rip for her
Tom
pleasure.
Brady's hair is going to get out of whack in that snow, and his face may freeze.
It's already frozen.
Oh, that's true. My bad.
Both these teams are on the ropes right now. I think especially San Francisco. You're like, well, Green Bay, you've been talking about them in your Max Pack. They're 7-3. Yeah, but they haven't really looked great. And I said it this week in Max Pack, they don't do anything great. I'm waiting for this Packers team to just kind of figure it out and click. 49ers, you know, up that all by, you know, times two.
Who's playing quarterback for the 49ers this weekend?
What do you mean?
Brock Purdy's hurt. There was a talk yesterday. They don't know. Every Thursday, the 49ers starting quarterback speaks to the media. Nobody spoke yesterday.
I bet it's Purdy.
Who's
is
the second
Mullins
string?
Their backup? Nate Mullins, is that their guy? Is he still in the league?
Brandon Allen and Josh Dobbs, they list him as the third string. Who's Brandon Allen?
Remember when everybody thought Dobbs was going to be good?
No.
He went to Minnesota. Was that Minnesota?
Oh, Minnesota,
yeah.
Yeah,
he had a little run there.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Like, oh, this guy's career is going to take off.
He had a half of a game, I think, yeah, right?
He legitimately played really well for like 6 weeks on Arizona and Minnesota because he went to Arizona.
That's right. He played for Arizona and Minnesota like the same week
or
something.
Yeah, it was the same season.
And now he's the third string.
That's interesting. But time running out for San Francisco. If they drop to 5-6, I think panic time will ensue for San Francisco. And it'll be like, okay, you have your all pros back. Christian McCaffrey's there.
Oh, my Where tough is Tuesday it? For Mr. Shanahan's kind of coming to fruition.
Yeah, I know. See. I've been telling you for Shanahan for a while now. Like, sometimes it just doesn't work. Like Andy in Philly, right? It was just over.
If he misses the playoffs, does he have to ditch the look?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. No. But if he misses the playoffs and they decide to fire him, he'll be hired like 30 seconds later.
He'll be the number one spot.
But
Cincinnati will be pining.
Andy Reid, you know,
they
change of scenery
they
sometimes
take
is good.
Over old boy in Detroit?
Oh, God, yes.
Yes.
Oh, God,
yeah.
Yes.
Been
oh,
to two
yeah.
Super Bowls.
Yeah, proven head coach versus guy who we really don't know much about yet as a head coach, right?
That's good. They can go play Patrick Mahomes once a year.
Not to mention Kyle's dad is a proven head coach. I mean, it's just in the blood.
The rat.
For the Niners, Bills, Bears, Rams, and Dolphins and Lions are their next five games. Big game here for San Francisco. And then others, Jaden Daniels. I know they got the Cowboys, but Jaden Daniels, Cliff Kingsbury, everyone, you know, got on your boy about Kyler and Call of Duty about the second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of, you know, charts are now showing and advanced analytics are showing that really it's Cliff Kingsbury who gets worse in the second half of the season. And we've seen that in the Commanders offense. We've seen that in Jaden Daniels' performance. My antennas are up. I want to see if he can kind of figure this out and get this right back on track.
So what you're saying is, and what they're saying is, and I apologize, but I want to clarify this.
Yeah.
Cliff Kingsbury doesn't know how to adjust to adjustments.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yep. He's got a good offseason game plan, and then once everyone figures it out midseason, it's like, oh wait, I don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing that with Jaden Daniels. He's got to figure that out, got to adjust, because there are 7 weeks left in the season. Your guy Bo Nix is playing pretty well. Jaden Daniels, everyone wants to think he's got it locked up. It's a long season left.
A lot of football left. And so my cover two starts out simply Tampa versus the Giants. Number one, Mike Evans is back.
Yeah.
He's 700 yards away with seven games to go, roughly, yes, to get 1,000 yards.
Would that be 15 consecutive seasons or something like that?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I was watching the draft the year he was drafted, and it was about, like, his uncle, and there was a murder or a suicide or something that took place, and, like, all his background, and I'm like, I love this guy. Like, I fell in love with Mike Evans on draft night, and so I've always been a fan of this guy, right?
You know who his college quarterback was?
Yeah, Johnny Manziel. Yeah.
So who was really the Heisman that year? Yeah, was it Johnny or was it Mike?
Was it Mike Evans? So, yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely. Sometime we'll get former KU coach David Beatty on the show because he was Manziel's quarterback and wide receiver coach with those two guys down at Texas A&M.
Oh, yes.
And he's like, I'll come on and tell stories about, you know, those guys. So someday we'll set that up because I would love to hear some of that. So Mike Evans, just a guy that I've always rooted for. Plus, obviously, DeVito is starting. If the Giants win and he plays well, people are going to be pissed in New York. Why didn't we start
DeVito
from day one?
Don't they always rally behind the quarterback?
Usually they do, yeah. So we'll see what happens.
So hopefully that does happen.
We'll see, right? We'll see if they rally behind DeVito. And then the other one for me is Raiders versus Broncos, because this week I was reading some stuff out of Denver about the Broncos, and they understand about the playoff conversation that's taking place right now, right? They're in the playoffs. They understand what the scenarios are and all that kind of stuff. You have an opportunity this week to enact on that. You have an opportunity to keep a losing team losing in the Raiders. Will you do that? Or is Denver going to buy into their own hype and all of a sudden think they've arrived and just throw their hats out on the field because they're playing a bad team like the Raiders? Plus, it's another week for Bo Nix to solidify that Rookie of the Year award.
There you go.
We all have different games this week. It's a good slate.
Yeah, that is really good slate. Also, I didn't know from the text line that Josh Dobbs' nickname was Pastronaut. That's awesome.
I mean, it's pretty great.
That's great. It's fantastic.
Mm.
Go Vols.
Go Vols.
Where are they going?
Nowhere.
Going to the playoffs.
For now.
Is T. Martin still the quarterback there?
I did see a thing on Twitter via Adam Schefter, because he can't let anybody else do their own announcements. And I wonder if he was getting busy while he announced this. Jason Kelce, back in the forefront of the news and the TV, is becoming a quarterback of late night sports entertainment TV. Jason Kelce will have a new show. They will call it Late Night with Jason Kelce.
Oh!
That will air 5 consecutive Friday nights beginning January 3rd and throughout the NFL playoffs. So a playoff-driven show on Friday nights, late nights with Jason Kelce. Any chance you watch that?
I will see highlights on social media, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean,
Friday night, and not really like pining to get to my TV to be like, oh, Jason Kelce shows on.
I just think Friday night sucks for TV night.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Like if I'm there and it's on, yeah, sure, but I'm not seeking it out.
You're not seeking it out
now.
Oh.
Is there anything you truly are seeking out anymore other than a Chiefs game?
If I'm home and it's Saturday Night Live. Because I'll be like, oh, it's 10:30.
If you're home,
that's what I'm saying. If I'm home, but I'm hardly ever home on Saturday nights. And if I
look
am,
at
it's
this
with,
guy, I'm ever home on Saturday.
Well, I'm out with like friends' house. Well, I'm out with friends' houses or out at a bar or something like that. It's Saturday night, man. Like Monday through Thursday, I'm on lockdown. I got to be up early. I can't really do a whole lot of stuff like I used to, and I got to stay focused. Friday night, Saturday night, it's like it's taking the leash off. You know,
I believe that.
It's like, what are you going to do Friday? Start drinking at noon.
Yeah, not be at the TV to watch a late night TV show. Yeah, that's why I think they play Friday night games and stuff. Nobody's really paying attention on a Friday night.
I'm going to piss a lot of people off in the final segment at 8 o'clock. I know that for a fact, but I'll leave it at that. 913-586-7965. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. It is your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Hey, Mac, you ready for this? I just blew Alex Gold's mind.
Nobody, first off, wants to take their KU Jayhawks out there. A bunch of suckers.
Well, you blew my mind, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to do.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm excited. Let's go.
Yeah. So, Indiana, Ohio State.
Yep.
That game opened up at 14, plus 14 for Indiana.
Why does it
Indiana.
Smell like black licorice in here? Is that your drink?
Probably the Celsius.
Whew. What it's flavor is it?
It's a sparkling frozen berry edition. It's a vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm one of those people. I'm not, what is it? Alani's and Celsius.
Oh, my daughter loves the Alani's.
Oh, they're great, dude. Yeah. They're great. They're like, they make you like piss lightning, though. shout out to Yvonne there. No, so we were talking about college football because I was talking about how the Colorado KU game, tickets haven't gone down, so I think it's just going to be one of those things where the boys watch at the house. 2:30 is kind of like that weird time, too, where you're like, if you go to the game, your Saturday's over. Like, you're not.
That's the worst time for a game.
That's what I was saying.
You know?
And I could just hear Speck saying, okay, Bob. And I'm like, well, I mean, honestly, like 2:30 on a Saturday to go to a game is not my favorite time. I'd rather it be 11.
11 or at night.
Or at night.
The 2:30 game does suck because it's just, eh.
Indiana, Ohio
State.
What
does that mean? Come on, Bob. Like, why would that be? I think everybody.
It's like, if you remember Animorphs, the book.
No.
So it's like the human would slowly turn into the animal.
Okay.
I'm like mid Fesco.
But why? Because we all agree that like the 2:30 is the worst game time.
He's probably, well, he thinks sirloin's better than filet.
Well, but he also thinks Hershey isn't a candy.
He also calls it Reese's.
Reese's.
Yeah, that's
yes.
It.
And chocolate isn't. I mean, there's a lot of the guy.
I am actually on his time with. I don't think chocolate's that great.
Yeah, I'm on.
No, he says it's not candy though.
What is it?
I think it's chocolate.
That's such a
please,
weird take.
Just come on.
You met the guy?
The man amuse-bouches, guys.
Yeah.
And has lobster bisque at Thanksgiving.
That's a great pull. So I mean, good. Lobster bisque.
How about lobster cappuccino at Jaspers?
That's Jaspers. That's dangerous. Matt goes, oh, I could take a bath in this. I don't know why he sounds like that.
I like the soup.
I don't know, dude. But no, if you get Alani has right now, they have Hawaiian shaved ice. Fantastic. And they have at Halloween, they have like a witch's brew and they have a holiday festival taste, but it does. I mean, dude, it's like an angry, you know how Kyle Brandt does angry runs.
Yeah.
Every Monday be angry pisses. With
yeah, I'm sure.
No. So anyways, Indiana, Ohio State, Saturday at 11 o'clock, over under 53. That line has dropped 3 points in 24 hours. Indiana now plus 10 and a half.
What happened?
I don't know. Unless a ton of people in Vegas jumped at the last minute. You know, in gambling, we talk about whales and gazelles.
Yeah.
Right. Unfortunately, if you live in Missouri, you have to be a gazelle. You have to get on it really quick. And then everybody else in Kansas is like, 11:58. All right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, that's changing, hopefully. You know.
No. Well, yeah. So I don't know. But yeah, Indiana now 10.5 point underdogs instead of 14. Something to keep an eye on there. I don't know. Like, normally it doesn't drop that big overnight. Like,
no.
So I don't know. That's just crazy.
Everybody pouring their money in on one side, I guess, huh?
Yeah. So yesterday there was some news in college football, as on Pat McAfee's show, Juju, the highly recruited quarterback, jumped sides. He went from decommitting to USC to taking the keys from Shador Sanders. I don't know if you saw the photo, but he's sitting in the chair. Shador's handing him the keys.
That's awesome.
It was LSU, right?
LSU. LSU went to Michigan.
No, the LSU guy. Yeah, that's right. The LSU guy went to Michigan.
Stole him from LSU.
Well, I think, would they pay him $15 million or something like that to go to Michigan?
Welcome
like
to college football.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. No, it's awesome,
and
man.
Somebody, respect the text, asked the other day, what do you like more, the portal or NIL? And I was like, oh,
both.
Man.
I think that's a great question,
it's
though.
Both. Yeah,
it is both. All right, I will say this. I like the portal because it gives everybody the ability, and then I'll put NIL second because not everybody's getting NIL.
Yeah.
But the portal allows every single player in college football and college sports to go to a new school.
Not just the coach.
Yeah,
agreed.
My coach left. You'll have to wait a year. What?
Why? Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
It makes sense.
You went for the school. No, I didn't.
But all week long, we've been talking about Coach Prime and about how we think maybe there's a chance he could go to the NFL.
Yeah.
And I've been talking to somebody on the text line today that if they were in the Big Ten, they'd be getting their ass kicked. Maybe.
Maybe, but they're not.
But they're not. And because earlier in the year, they lost to Nebraska, and then Nebraska fell off, and that Raiola kid kind of came down to earth a little bit. Still creepy. But no, but Deion
looks like Mahomes, plays like, you know.
And as soon as his kid commits, Drew's texting me. So I know he's the 249 podcast. You can check it on the Odyssey app and listen to his college football takes. But, and I don't know how much you guys talked about it last night, but Deion ain't going anywhere. One main reason, for what you said, he reflects with the kids. Like, they're like, this guy's cool. Like, imagine.
Oh, God, yes.
Like, we talk about, like, I didn't see Deion play, but I know who Deion is because of Deion. And now that he's starting to see the transition happened to Colorado. Like, after 1 year, they're like, I don't know, man. This isn't Jackson State. Colorado did what the Royals did in the AL Central this year in the AL. Mm-hmm. They went from a 30-loss team or winning 30 more games they won last year. Colorado gets this kid. More kids are going to come. He's got Warren Sapp as his defensive coordinator, who's just a character in himself, way out of pocket all the time. But this is big. This is huge. And this is why, because now Deion in a mid Big 12, Big 12 is not really that competitive much anymore because, I mean, obviously, if you look at the Big 10 and the SEC, it's just those are the gods.
Those are it. Yeah.
Everybody else is immortal or mm-hmm. is mortal. SEC and Big 10 are immortal. But Deion can do exactly what he wants to do now if he's getting this type of progression in the Big 12. And now his main competition will be K-State, Arizona,
BYU, maybe.
BYU's
is there. Arizona State a top 25 team right
they
now?
They are. The 23,
and Iowa State tends to be decent. But if Colorado's getting massive additions, like number one overall recruits at quarterback, at wide receiver, wherever,
they're going to rule the conference.
They're going to wipe the floor.
He can be a Saban in the Big 12.
Yeah.
And I know that's a Skip Bayless take because he literally did make that take.
Yeah.
That he could be the same. But it's not that far stretch of a cry for that because if he's getting all the dominant, like, portals and NIL money and getting all these people to come there, like, we could see Colorado become that team in the Big 12 until he's no longer there.
And kids want to play for Deion Sanders, too. And I said it yesterday. And then I saw a quote from a podcast. I think he was on with, or not podcast, but a show from Dan Patrick, I think it was, that he was on. And he's like, I like making a difference in the lives of the kids. And I've said that for a while with Deion. And I truly believe that. Like,
what did you just say about Andy Reid a couple minutes ago and managers that you work with?
Yeah, you know, prop your kids up. I mean, who does a better job of promoting their players and loving up their players? Now, he will call his players out every once in a while, but you know what? That's tough love and players.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Will respect that if you build them up and you celebrate them and you focus on the good things that they do. And then every once in a while they come and you go, hey, you need to work on that a little bit. Bring them down a little bit, then build them back up, build them back up. And Deion's great at that. Like I've noticed me, and again, I never played for Deion or anything like that. But I would, and I would want my kid to play for Deion if I had a son. And I've only met Deion one time, and it was when he was Leon Sandcastle, which I found to be the most hysterical thing of all time. And there were so many people that were mad that he was in ACT the whole time that he was at that. Like, I was dying. It was the greatest thing ever. But I know that he, and at least it appears, and that's what I should say. I shouldn't know because I'm not there, but it appears that Deion really, truly is there for the kids and to make the kids better and to give kids an opportunity. I don't know how many other coaches portray that. Bill Self definitely does. Bill Self is absolutely that way. Deion is that way as well, where it's, let me give a better life for these kids. Let me give these kids an opportunity that maybe they wouldn't get elsewhere or otherwise, and I'm going to give these kids a chance. And these kids are taking advantage of the chance because somebody believes in them and has given them that opportunity, and now it's snowballing into some of the best players in the country, and it's just a phenomenon. It really is. It's awesome.
I knew I was going to make a lot of people mad. Who have they played? What have they done?
Stop with that, though, because
they're blowing teams out.
They're playing their schedule. And the whole, if they were in this league, but they're not. They're not.
Mm.
And we could play the what-if game all day. What if Patrick Mahomes went to the Giants and not to the, like, you want to sit here and play that game? You can't play that game because none of it's happening. And so if they were in the Big Ten, would they have success? Maybe not. We don't know that to be the truth. But the fact of the matter is they're not. They're in the mid 12 and they got the opportunity to go out there and take care of business. And that's what they're doing. You can only worry about who's on your schedule, where you are, and control what you can control. Worrying about what they would do in the Big Ten is like wasting your time.
I never knew Mac texted into the text line.
I know. I saw this.
What did he say?
He says, yeah, that's great. Just go lose to Tennessee in the playoffs by 30.
Smart texter, 816. Yeah. But to your point, I mean, it really, you play your schedule, and they're in the Big 12, and they've been beating the Big 12 teams, so that's what it is. And if you're saying they're going to lose by 30 to the Tennessee, fine, then we may see it. They get a chance, but they're going to earn that chance. So let's see it when they see it.
And then we see it, and that's the beauty of the college football playoff,
exactly.
Right? And if they have to play Indiana, you taking Colorado or Indiana?
They would boat race Indiana.
I think so, too. Now, if they have to play Ohio State.
So full of it.
What? I stand on business with Colorado.
I know you do.
You want to make the same case with Indiana. Their strength of schedule is 108, bro.
Oh, I, yeah, 100%.
So if people want to sit here, but if people want to sit here and peddle Indiana, it could be, no, their strength of schedule is 108. Let's talk about their strength of schedule
now. They paid to not play Louisville this
year. That's right.
To get an FCS opponent.
That's right. They paid out of a game.
Yes.
Yeah, Google it.
Yeah. Now, I will say flip side is Cinzetti over there flipping pizzas. He's a new coach. He didn't know what he was getting into. Ooh, he went a little bit earlier to start. I mean, hindsight being 2020, had they known they'd run roughshod over everybody, maybe they play Louisville. Or maybe he made the right move, build these kids up in that first game of the year, get them some confidence, and now they're buying in.
Let's see your talent.
Coming up on the other side, what's yours, Richard of the Week? 913-586-7965. I'm sure I'll be on that list. But what's your Richard of the Week? We'll give you ours on the other side here in Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
I just want to say how awesome it is to have Bob Fesco and Legend Likens on every morning to start my day. I freaking love you guys.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.